Hello, gamers, and welcome back to the Patriot Cast, your podcast for general video game news and chatter and banter and all that kind of stuff. My name is Andrew, and with me, as always, I have two of the most faithful co-hosts any podcaster could wish for. Mr. Jordan Wyatt is joining me, as always, from New Zealand, having woken up about 10 minutes ago. Jordan, good morning to you. How is New Zealand? How is being vegan? How are you generally?
Hey, Javier, let's stab him in the back. I got all the money. Great to be a faithful host. I'm imagining like a little lapdog, you know, who was it, Tony Blair and George Bush kind of thing. You know, like, yes, master, yes, master. Kind of like Dobby in the Harry Potter movie. So I'm great.
No, but Dobby was hard. Dobby was hard. Cool. He kicked ass, you know. Harry Potter's my friend. Boom. Left, Malfoy to the left, other Malfoy to the right. You bitches ain't gonna mess with Dobby. Anyway, also joining us, we have Javier Bustamante. Javier, how are you doing? From
hey, Cap- guys, hey. What's going on?
California? How's Hollywood?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while.
I was about to ask you, how many celebrities did you see today?
House on the Hills.
I never see any celebrities. The closest I've been to a celebrity is... when I went to see the, I went to the Jimmy Kimmel show, and I was in the back in the parking lot because they have the concerts over there in the back. Mm-hmm. They had Smashing Pumpkins, and I was probably probably 30 feet away from them.
What's your favorite Smashing Pumpkins song, Javier?
What?
Pick one. What's your favorite? guys, listeners.
Oh, yeah, what's my my favorite would have to be Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Okay.
I think that's my favorite. My wife is a huge fan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
I thought Javier was going to say the closest I've ever been to celebrity is like standing above Julia Roberts in her house, in her bed at night, as she wakes up, creepily standing over her. Like that, Paranormal Activities, when they go, just gets up and she just stares at the dude for like 3 hours. That's just you, Javier.
And then she starts walking like on her legs, like backwards. She's hanging onto the walls, crawling all over her room.
Right. Anyway, well, let's get to.
And then I run scared. I'm like, oh shit.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I don't have the guys can't hear this, but the song that's going to be playing over the beginning of this, the little beat, has been composed entirely on GarageBand for iPad. So.
This song sounds great, doesn't it, Javier?
Oh, Jordan, I didn't send you that one. I sent you another one. Anyway, never mind. Oh. Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds really great. It sounds great.
Oh, but I like this part.
It's not playing. It's probably not playing anymore. Anyway, yeah, that's hence why Jordan likes it, because anyway. Didn't work there. Anyway, let's get into the show. So, as always, we're going to be starting off... Well, we're changing things up a little bit. You know, we're still in the early stages. This is still only, the fourth episode. And, we're playing with things. So what we're going to do, and this is all, this is Javier's suggestion. So if it doesn't work, you know who to blame. Javier, what's your Twitter again?
My structure would be, we start, huh?
Go on.
I'm sorry. He distracted me. Okay, my structure would be we'd mention our headlines first, what we want to talk about. Then we go into it, we take on it, and after that we just go into our main talk, points or whatever we're gonna be setting up as our main theme for the show.
Yeah. So what we're trying is we're gonna talk. So the last piece of news is also gonna kind of become. The main topic, and we're going to spring off that and see how the show goes. Also, we've not really been getting too many emails. Please do email us about, what you want to hear, if you want to participate, any feedback to what we're saying, that kind of stuff.
Plenty about Mexican Viagra, though. Too many of those, so please, no more of them.
Yeah, yes, definitely. But anyway, let's get to the first topic. So the first topic, going back to, of course, the Japanese quake resulting in a tsunami, of course. A huge part of the video game industry is based in Japan. And a lot of the servers for online video games, such as Final Fantasy 14, I believe, our own Metal Gear Solid, the Metal Gear Solid servers, MGS4 servers, I think Peace Walker as well, they are down. So, you know, if you can't get on to your... What was that?
That didn't sound good. Somebody was blowing their nose on their microphone.
That's
or what?
So unprofessional, Jordan.
It wasn't me. It was the Albanian guy.
All right.
You know, the one that doesn't speak English. You know, the one, Tibor.
The one creepily being locked up in your room. It's like that bit in there.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. I was
thinking of exactly the same thing. It's like that bit in Pulp Fiction when Bruce Willis and that
bring out
the other dude fighting and they roll into the shop. The dude gets out the gimp, and I can just imagine Jordan having one in his house, and that's the one making the noise. Anyway, that went dark. Let's go back to Japan, and if you are playing online games and your respective server is down, it's not your internet connection, it's most probably your actual servers being shut down, because of course the power station, you know, has several of the reactors have blown up and malfunctioned, and they are in a pretty bad state right now, so Japan has to be conserving power and electricity. Do any of you two guys have anything to say about this? Have you been affected by the server shutting down? Jordan?
Well, totally. I mean, I noticed that the server for Metal Gear Online has been taken down, and that, you know, how do you live without Metal Gear Online? It's the greatest online game of all time. I mean, it was so easy to sign up and make an account, and it just runs so fast. It's not like the friggin' manual tells you that you need a bloody fiber optic.
Do you know what?
I gotta say this. It is really. Really difficult to start an account on Metal Gear Online. It's a whole process that you have to do. But man, once you start playing that game, it's just like crack. You can't just get away from the TV that easily.
You would know all about that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I did play it a lot. I used to play it a lot. Like, I haven't played in a long time, but
I meant something else.
I would be playing for hours at it. You know, 5-6 hours at a day.
Right, playing crack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That too.
This is a wonderful online game of crack. You got any crack? I'm sorry.
To be fair, we're not making fun of him because he's South American.
I'm jonesing for some Metal Gear.
We're not making fun of him because he's South American. We're making fun of him because he's American, and you know we discriminate equally, but we make fun of America the most. So
I'm making fun of
Jordan. I'm Central American. How rude.
Oh, Central American.
I'm not. Like, whenever someone has a crack reference, they're open for okay. It's I'm sorry if any of the listeners have been affected by drug addiction.
They came home and mum's like sold the PS3 and it's like, oh no, did you sell the PSP to feed your crack habit? Hell, I live without the PSP.
I'm sure if they're listening to this and they play video games, they're mostly just potheads.
Let's
insult the audience.
I don't know. So if you are a podhead and you are listening to the Patreon cast, please do let us.
Send your complaint tweets to @BustinArt on Twitter.
BustinArt. This show is going all over the place today. It's great. Before you started talking about your crack addiction, I was going to say that... I've never ever heard Jordan critique anything on the show ever. This seems to be the first time he's ever critiqued.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it.
Definitely.
Jordan, what's going on? What's got you so down? Why are you critiquing something now?
It's just the damn gimp keeps sneezing on the mic. Shut up already.
Anyway, I think we say anything more about this story. Let's continue on the theme of Japan and the unfortunate thing that's happened to them. You can now purchase Street Fighter 4 from Capcom and Sonic the Hedgehog 4 from Sega, respectively, on the iOS store. Now, we're never going to have it. Jordan, would you care to critique the iOS store or not?
No, I believe that it gets perfect scores, perfect rankings. Mm.
Definitely. But yeah, you can now purchase those two games, and I believe all the proceeds, Javier, all the proceeds are going to charity.
Yeah, proceeds. I mean, the games are usually like $5, $4.99, something like that, American dollars. Mm-hmm. And they're now, they slashed the price to 99 cents, which is like awesome mm-hmm. for the games. You know, they're very good games.
Yep.
Me personally been playing Street Fighter since I heard the news, and on the iPhone, it's pretty good. Uh-huh. You can do combos and all the pretty much the same things you would do on your PS3 or Xbox 360, and 100% of the 100% of the collections go to charity.
Oh, excellent! So if you're bound to be a fan of one or the other, the huge franchise. Jordan, are you a fan of Street Fighter and or Sonic?
I grew up with Sonic. I love Sonic. I don't have them on iOS yet, but it sounds like a great thing. You know, people are dying. Let's make a game where you beat people up $1. So I see the logic in it.
Never ever criticizing anything. It's nice to have a voice of reason. You know, a nice philosophical voice.
A ray of sunshine.
Like Jordan, you are like the scales. You're perfectly in balance. You know, with critique and praise, always perfectly in balance. Anyway, so yeah, purchase either one or both, and all the proceeds are going to go to helping out the victims of the Japanese flood. Also, when does it end? I'm just quickly looking this up. I think it ends
March 25th, I think.
There we go. Yes, March 25th. So buy it before then, please. And I think probably after March, it's going to become expensive again. So
okay.
Anyway, so that's moving on from that. Jordan, if the listeners don't know, Jordan, you are our resident vegan, and would I be right to say that you support being green, you support being environmentally friendly, all that
not
kind of
really.
Stuff.
I'm always burning drums of oil all the time, but I have absolutely no idea what story you could be talking about, Andrew. So please carry on the carry on line.
Well, funny enough, the story you actually brought up, but video game instruction manuals. Jordan, you probably know more about this than us. Would you like to read the article?
Sure, I would. I've never totally ever seen this story before. No more manuals as EA Sports goes green. This is the last printed manual you'll ever see for an EA Sports game. The publisher has joined Ubisoft in releasing games without an instruction booklet. Will instead include a version of instructions that gamers may page through from within the game. Yeah, like, that's going to be good. You know, it's always easy to read online manuals and manuals inside the game. Press R1 to go right. Press L1 to go left. That's a great idea. It also saves some printing costs, of course. The reality is many games now include tutorial levels that do the job better. Fight Night Champions begins with one. Gamers may like the idea of a printed instruction booklet, especially to read on the John, but the truth is most jump right into a game without reading one.
I've got a story about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's actually, Jordan, it's funny how instruction manual is definitely something, it's a relic from 90s, 80s, 70s, I guess every decade except for this. And the last decade, it seems that instruction manuals have become thinner. You know, they have just become what they are, instruction manuals. I remember instruction manuals for even the original MGS1 for the PS1. That instruction manual was huge. You know, it had like character bios, pieces of backstory, you know, like really, really nice artwork. So I think back in the day, an instruction manual was a form of artwork even. And over the last decade, it started to thin out and actually just be instructions, and now it's going. And I think it definitely is I think it's the right step. In this world of digital media, there is really no point in right now, guys. I mean, when we were younger, I think maybe, but. Do we read instruction manuals out of the three of us? I certainly never do. Have you?
I usually did. Just because of the button layout on different games, and I don't really want to be like pressing one button and try to figure out what it is. So I usually, I used to like instruction manuals before, because they had all the, you know, weapons that you can collect, all the attacks that you can do, everything. I mean, and it had little pictures of it, so you can see like drawings and stuff. But now instructions manuals now are like 5 pages long, and they just show you the controller and tells you what, you know, what each button is for, and then it has, you know, a little bit of the story of the game, and that's it. I mean, might as well just go green already. If you don't want to waste that much paper, you don't want to waste that much ink, and you don't really want to, you know, have people being, you know, how do you say it? Wasting money, I guess, on doing that. Just go green already. Put it on. If you don't want to put it on your disk, put it on downloadable content, or put it somehow easy that people can just, you know, go online and see it, either with the game or whatever.
And also, I think these days, you know, one of the main purposes for instruction manuals was to figure out the control layout, you know, the button layout. And I don't actually remember the last time I actually had to open up an instruction manual and, like, look at what things do. I think the last time I was playing a Final Fantasy X, I think, and that was about 8 years ago. These days, you know, when I first popped in MGS4, and, you know, they changed all the controls for that game from the previous games, all I had to do was press select. You know, I pressed select and the controller popped up. Recently, when I started playing Mafia 2, you know, just look at the controls, you know, I'm like, okay, this is slightly different from GTA, but everything else is the same. You know, it's as simple as going, you know, start, options, control, layout. So, and I think the rest, I think a lot of the games these days, they're a lot more straightforward, and they have every single first level seems to be this introductory level, which is pretty good in the beginning, but when you go back to play the game, it does get a bit, you know, like, press X 3 times to do this. So games are pretty self-explanatory these days. Jordan?
Well, as always, I mean, I never like to disagree with my colleagues, but they're absolutely wrong in every way. The printed instruction booklet is, it's a tradition. I love instruction booklets and everything. I mean, for example, when I order a game online, because who supports bricks and mortar stores anymore? What an idiot. Everyone buys everything online. And, okay, so it comes to work, and I can't play the game, so I read the manuals. And for Metal Gear Solid games, you know, a game that I've heard that the three of us kind of like a bit, the booklets really are a masterpiece every time. And even Peace Walker, I mean, it was definitely the best thing about Peace Walker and Portable Ops was the booklet. And imagine having that taken away from you.
To see there's something you like about it.
I mean, it had pretty colours and the, you know, colour printing. It wasn't just printed out on some cheap inkjet printer in black and white to save a couple bucks. I mean, it was all colour and shiny and well stapled, and yeah, it was a good job. I give them a B+ on that one.
Didn't notice the fact that the game had hundreds of hours of voiceover work, but you're like,
jagged pixels and low quality sound, and the level design was shit, and oh god. But imagine a world without instruction booklets. Oh, it would be terrible. And you know what? I blame society in general. I think it's just a new generation of degenerate kids, you know. They've grown up with watching pornographic Arnold Schwarzenegger movies in 3D and smoking beer and drinking cocaine, and it's just, everything's just wrong. A world without instruction books.
Drinking cocaine.
Yeah, and smoking beer. It's just a dumbing down of the population, you know. I blame the PSP. It took away a second stick. It's like, duh, we don't need 2 sticks. Let's be green. You know, let's save friggin' money. Let's be green. Yeah, they're going to save money. Let's give it 2 sticks now. It doesn't need 2 sticks. It needs 1 stick. Make it dumber. Make us all dumber. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's just a stupid, stupid idea. And yeah, I get that people don't want to read anymore because we're too dumb, it seems. But, you know, what does an instruction manual cost? Even if I don't even want to say make it black and white, but for games like Metal Gear Solid, you need to read the instruction booklet because it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Once again, I would like to express that the opinions expressed by Mr. Jordan Wyatt do not reflect those of the Patriot cast and its other hosts. I love it. What did you say, Jordan? The pornographic movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In 3D.
I was watching Predator last night, actually.
Yeah, it's a pornographic
movie. I like that. I like the drinking cocaine part.
Yeah, see, you're describing me and Javier in a nutshell.
Well, I'm the one that was up till 3 a.m. last night, so I don't know.
I just don't know how do you drink cocaine? Do you make it like a
like
powdered drink?
Or? No, it's like a milkshake.
You have to add milk to it. And
yeah. No, on the illicit substance podcast. Yes,
yeah. Save that for another time.
That's the intro song for it.
What were we talking about? Oh, instruction manuals, yeah. Well, Jordan, I am...
It'd be a war crime to remove them.
So you seriously don't support them? You don't support them going green?
I knew you were going to say that, going green. Come on, let's be serious about this. It's about saving a couple bucks, and it's some way to pull a fast one.
Yeah, business first. Business first.
You can do both. I mean, what is wrong with going green and saving money at the same time? That is the reason why people now are changing to from incandescent bulbs to fluorescent bulbs, and even people are going to LEDs now. Mm. I mean, it's about saving money and saving the environment, and I support the idea, even if it's for some faceless corporation who wants to make money. And I mean, they're the ones that make the most waste out of everyone, you know, even more waste than individuals. Mm. And I gotta say, I did, you know, love the instruction manual idea, you know, forever. But they don't want to do it anymore. It's going from, you know, from before maybe about 20 pages long to now like 5 pages.
Mm.
It's just not the fault of the
PSP. You know, it's the PSP to blame. The sort of dumbing down of the population. About going green, I mean, come on. They could say, the Xbox 360, they made cases that had holes out of the plastic. Oh, it's an eco case. It saves money. It saves plastic. We have to protect the world's resources. It seems they can do anything. I mean, they could probably just punch a hole in the page, in one page of this booklet, and say, oh, look, we saved this much paper. Or we're only going to use black and white. Aren't we great? Sort of pat yourself on the back.
Punch the hole.
Yeah.
If you punch a hole, then you're going to waste the other paper.
No, they can recycle paper, remember? They recycle all the holes and make another booklet out of it.
That doesn't even make sense.
But they recycle the paper. You know, the little punched hole, that little like.
What about not use the paper in the first place?
Exactly. Let's all move to New Zealand and live in a house made out of flax and just eat tofu and die by age of 20 or something.
I would hate to live in a world where Jordan is the supreme ruler.
Jordan is king. King Wyatt.
It's getting that way. I blame the PSP again. I'll be the only one left voting and standing for a candidate, you know, because everyone else is like, oh, I'm too dumb to read. I'll just tick the box, you know. Yes.
Javier, it's a good thing he's technically on the furthest point away from us in the world. In the middle of the ocean.
I used to think he lived in the future, but now I think he lives in the past.
I think he does. Way down in middle earth. Straight in the
He lives so far away in the future, he went to the past.
Definitely did.
But I'm going to jump on the steam train and come back, you know. It's going to like start flying with the little wings and everything.
Anyway, let's continue this video game centric podcast that it once was. That whole rant, Jordan, I still don't know if you're serious or you're joking. I can't really distinguish your level, your sarcasm. But anyway, let's get to Jordan's two favorite things, PSP and things that are on the iPhone. Jordan, would you please care to read the story about the NGP?
Oh, sure, anything for the NGP, you know, I mean... I just love everything to do with the PSP, and so if they put a 2 on the end of it, that makes it twice as good, right? Ubisoft polls gamers about $250 and $350 price points for standard and 3G-equipped versions of upcoming Sony handheld. Source, a Kotaku story citing a survey conducted on behalf of Ubisoft. Yeah, we asked a couple guys, and they said it sounds about right. what we heard, according to the report,
story.
Ubisoft commissioned online research firm... Taluna? Anyone heard of that? No one's heard of that. To survey US adults about Sony's upcoming NGP handheld. Specifically, the survey asked about price points, stating that the 3G-enabled version of the system would sell for around $350, with the 3G-less counterpart on sale for $250. After presenting those numbers to respondents, the survey asked, how likely would you like to purchase the Sony NGP now that you know this retail price? And they said, not bloody likely. The first noteworthy point about the survey is that it suggests US gamers will be getting two different models of the NGP. Previously, it had been confirmed that Europe would get versions of the handheld with and without 3G, while all Japanese NGP systems would feature the mobile network capability, because they're living in the future. While the $350 figure is in the ballpark previously proposed by one analyst, the idea of a $250 model of the NGP is a bit lower than expected, and would put the system's cost on equal footing with that of its primary competitor, Nintendo's 3DS. That would also put the NGP's price in line with that of the original PSP, which debuted in March of 2005 in a $250 value pack, with a memory stick, soft case, and UMD copy of the film Spider-Man 2. Isn't that irresistible?
Spider-Man 2 is a very good movie, have you know.
On UMD.
I got a, right. I got a copy of 2012.
On UMD.
And anyway. I can watch it on my PS3 and on the PSP.
Oh yeah. Jordan, would you finish the story?
Oh, sorry. However, the proposed $100 difference in price for the two is interesting for a few reasons, especially since Sony hasn't communicated exactly how core 3G will be in the NGP experience. Apple's recently launched iPad 2 also comes in models with and without 3G support. But the cost and difference between those is $130 as opposed to $100. You know, $100, $130 makes a difference, apparently. And users are able to subscribe to the data plans on a month-by-month basis with no contracts. In the NGP's case, it's unclear what sort of data plans would be allowed or required. So, the official story, that's purely speculative, a Sony representative. Man, this, you know, GameSpot.com, they really do some kick-ass journalism, you know? Everything's like, a Sony representative, or some blog says. So, it seems pretty interesting, guys. So, two models of the PSP. What do you guys think?
It's interesting how, one comment, Jordan, you're the only person I know who can editorialize a story while reading it, not afterwards. So, that's a truly unique gift, sir.
It's just because, I mean, what if someone wanted to know my opinion, and, like, I didn't... Tell them my opinion.
That's why we have
to hear Jordan's opinion.
That's why we
have. Yeah, you're starting to sound like Fox News.
Well, I'm fair and balanced like them too, by the way.
He's going to change his name to. I can't think of a good.
Hey, we make the Simpsons and the Family Guy and the King of the Hills.
Yeah, that's their apology.
Yeah,
that's the great apology to the world. We say lies all the time, but yeah, we give you some funny shit to look at.
That's not
good. Sounds political. About right.
Anyway,
right.
Let's not get political. let's
right wing wackos.
Let's continue. So they're bringing out the console first of all, two different versions. So one at $250 and one at $350. This is of course in US dollars. This is not unusual. Many manufacturers have been doing this. Well, Apple is the most prominent one in the sense that you can have this version with the core, and you can have the improvement, blah, 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 blah. We've seen Sony do this. We've seen Microsoft do this. Microsoft, I think, were probably one of the first companies to do this in video games of the 360, when you could have the, I remember when it first came out, the arcade, then you could have the hard drive version. So it has become, you know, the basic consumer choice model has shaped the video game retail industry quite strongly in the last couple of years. But what do we think about the two different models? Who would like to go first? Jordan, you seem to like to go first.
Sure, why not? I think it's a terrible idea. I think it's another way to sort of screw the consumer, and it's just a terrible idea to have one sort of disabled or not up with the par sort of version. It reminds me of the PS3 when it came out. In America only, they had some 20 gigabyte version, and it didn't have...
US.
It didn't
have, no. You're right, go on.
It was US only, I thought.
Yeah.
It didn't have Wi-Fi. It had like less USB ports as well, didn't it? It didn't have anything really. It was black. They couldn't even afford the like little silver plastic stripes on it, you know?
It's like, wasn't pimp.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a terrible idea, and anyone that got that, it was an inferior product, and it's missing something else important, but basically...
But Jordan?
Yeah?
Isn't this... So you're against... You would rather just have the $350 one?
Sure.
But...
But a console is for life.
But what if some people would like the system and don't really care for the 3G
and don't have
the 100 extra pounds to spend on it? I mean,
well, I guess they just have to go out and sell their body on the streets for cash, you know, a bit more.
Jordan, with all due respect, I don't think you're right here. I think choice is what fuels the consumer market and is one of the underlying principles behind capitalism, you know, blah, 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 all that talk. Let's not be anti-American here. I think choice is the right thing to do. If you just have the one system, the cost of $400, say, like a PS3 or something, many people won't be able to afford it. And I think loads of people don't really care for the 3G. They don't want to be playing it all over the place. It's still, like, iPad-wise, when we got the iPad, didn't really care for the 3G because we're going to be using it at home most of the time. And we don't, you know, I think 3G isn't cheap enough yet and isn't fast enough yet to be as commercial as many manufacturers perceive it to be. Javier, you seem to want to say something quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where to start. I mean, this is a new gaming system. How are we expected just to, you know, receive it? Just the idea of having just one that costs $350, and you don't even know if you're gonna like it because it's the, you know, you're just gonna go and buy it as soon as it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on! I think the idea of having a second one that costs $250 and it just doesn't have the 3G. I mean, what's the big deal? Mm. You can just play Wi-Fi online, and let me tell you, some games, you know, playing Wi-Fi, it's not a great thing. I mean, the PS3 for me doesn't really need the Wi-Fi because I just connected through the Ethernet, which is way better, way faster. Jordan,
lies.
Doesn't need it. It doesn't need it. It's faster. It's better. I don't understand what the big deal is, Jordan. It's just another system that costs less.
Hmm.
What if people don't wanna play? Pay for 3G because they don't.
What if some people don't use games with two analog sticks? We should offer a system with one, you know?
What you're talking is about a feature that is hardwired into the system from day one. This is optional. This is, you know, the fact is, like, the single analog stick, you know, if you were to add one, it would change every like the games majorly. 3G is just a 3G is like Bluetooth or, you know, a memory card reader. It's an optional extra.
Say the games about it.
And it's called freedom of choice. Yeah. Boom, booyah, God bless America. Freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice. It's a freedom to get screwed, what it is.
Democracy.
I
mean,
I think I know what's going on. Jordan is a communist.
He's a communist.
I thought I was right wing before.
Communist.
I think Jordan's a communist. He's communist. You can see, you know, no choice. Everyone gets the same thing. You know, everyone gets the same thing. Jordan, go buy a larder, sir. Go buy a larder. Anyway,
Well, the thing is that, I mean, I'm the one that thinks consoles are a piece of crap and that the iPad should kill them totally. But it's the fact that this thing is meant to like pop out Sony's backside and last for 5 years when it's going to be a hunk of junk on arrival when everyone's got the iPhones and the iPod touches. And this thing's like, I'm just going to surf to a pornographic website. You can't do that because you don't have 3G on it. And, you know, your one can't do the 3G messagings. It's going to be terrible.
Jordan, I'm going to introduce a new rule. Whenever we start to criticize something really badly, we will need an explanation as to why. And when we say something is really bad, we should say how we would do things differently and better. So you said that the NGP is going to be a hunk of junk before you have played it or have seen it with your own eyes, you know, not through YouTube or whatnot. What makes you think that it's going to be a hunk of junk?
I just think that I'm trying to be quick here. Smartphones will be comparable or better at the time, and especially if there's a 3G-less version, I think that's a major drawback.
Right. But don't you think that there needs to be a sense of healthy competition from the different manufacturers in order to compete with each other, in order to keep the video game industry progressing?
If price is the issue, they should make it cheaper in general, I suppose.
But if they make it cheaper, they will take out the features.
Exactly.
But no, but what's the point of taking, if you take out all these features, they might as well just keep on selling the PSP 1.
Exactly, though. I mean, taking out a vital feature like 3G, I mean, I wouldn't be able to live without 3G on my phone now. I didn't have it on my other iPhone.
That's the difference.
I use it all the time. You're going to be taking this NGP thing with you all the time, and it's like, it would be crazy not to have it.
See, this is exactly what we were talking about last week. These days, people, everything does everything these days. You know, there is this multi-task, multi-compatibility, multi-capability in everything.
In my days, we had a piece of paper and a pencil.
I remember having the Game Boy Advance SP, and when the thing had a backlight on it, I was amazed. I was amazed when I bought it. It had a backlight, and that was back in 2003. Okay, so it's amazing how quickly we jumped in a couple of years. So I still think it's a video game console. I really, really don't think that it needs. I think 3G is a really, really, really minor thing. Especially if a console this big, you know, I see this on the level of iPad in terms of size and functionality. So I have never had 3D on my iPad, and I can safely say that I have not spent 1 second contemplating, you know, and regretting it. So, Javier.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, it all just boils down to want and need. I mean, what do you want to have on your system, and what do you really need? Or what do you want to have on your phones, and what do you really need? Because I don't understand. I mean, 3G, okay, yeah, it's really fast. You can do this and that. But me, I don't really need it. I'm at work all day. I come home, and I have a computer with fast internet that I can just jump into and look at whatever I want to look. Mm. Or I have my
pornographic Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah. I have my PS3. I have my PS3 connected through Ethernet, which is faster than Wi-Fi, and it works fine. And if I want to use Wi-Fi also on my phone, I can use it here in my house. I don't really, I mean, I'm not wasting time at work. Not really. Just
if, so and if I have PSP time to work waste, in the first place,
I don't have it at work. I never carry my PSP to work. I just have my iPhone with me. My iPhone is jailbroken, and it uses T-Mobile Edge Network, so I don't really need any of that. I mean, you can want all that, and it's all just luxury, Jordan. I'm sorry to break it to you, but this is all just a luxury life you're living in, being a tycoon 3G in New Zealand. I mean, you don't need it. Nobody needs that.
Well, we don't need a PSP. It's just luxury. I suggested if we wanted to be really green, we all move to New Zealand with tofu and grass skirts.
Look, it is luxury because you can have your regular phone data plan, which in America costs like $60. And then if you want 3G, you have to pay $30. It's not bullshit. It's a luxury because you don't need it. It is a luxury. And I'm sorry that you don't agree with me. I know you don't agree with me, and I don't understand why, because this is just luxury. It you don't really need it on any of that. It's just, you know, you can just have a core system, especially there's people who don't even play online. There's people who hate playing online because of all the little jerks, you know?
I think I would be one of those. Last time I went online with any game was, I think, Modern Warfare 2 sometime last summer. So, you know, really, I play the games for, I still, that kind of singular experience. I play them often with friends when I see them, you know, multiplayer. But even then, you know, the co-op multiplayer or the single console multiplayer these days is very rare. No, but yeah, I mean, it's, I think a lot of these, Javier, I think you're definitely right here. A lot of these luxuries seem to be extra selling points for the companies these days because they can add all these things on. And I think something that's not a luxury, you know, a second analog stick is, everyone's been asking for that. You know, the core functionality of this is the video, you know, the video games that it's going to play. It seems that they're just enhanced of all these. You know, not having 3G doesn't stop you from playing Uncharted on the NGP. You know, it's and especially I think games like Uncharted, you know, there are going to be a lot of games which don't really utilize the multiplayer at all. But anyway, I mean, if Jordan.
Yeah, it's definitely a scam. Just like taking away instruction manuals, you know, I'm just trying to round everything in. What does a 3G antenna cost? It'll be like 20 cents worth of metal, right? I mean, I'm sure there's licenses and FCC crap, but it's an artificial choice to make it sound like it's an extra, what is it, $100, $130, whatever. It's just a terrible idea, and I know that when I'm playing on my iPhone at work, I know that I constantly update scores, I constantly get new game updates, I constantly do things with friends. And the idea that this thing's meant to last for 5 years, it's really going to suck. I mean, you can just say it that easily. There's going to be no multiplayer, really, unless you have Wi-Fi, which I don't think you can rely on. And I think it should be a core thing. It should be a core thing for Sony rather than an add-on, as they say it.
Jordan, I personally think that Wi-Fi is more reliable, at least where I am, than 3G is. And I think in a lot of countries where this system is going to be popular, countries like Japan and a lot of Europe, they have a lot of Wi-Fi hotspots, especially Japan, ad hoc and that kind of thing, where the infrastructure does exist for it. So I think, you see, that the other difference is, Jordan, something like the iOS game, something like the iPhone 4 that you have, it's purposely built for smaller games, you know, Tiny Wings, Angry Birds, a lot of these games, and then having a game center is quite appropriate in the sense that, you know, oh, I just got a high score on Doodle Jump. Let's see how my friends got it, and let's post the leaderboards up on Game Center. And that's fine because, you know, you spend five minutes playing the game during your break, or, you know, waiting in traffic or in the toilet or whatever, and your score is posted up. The NGP is more of a powerhouse. The NGP is more about the experience. You know, it has AAA. Now, listen, it has AAA, you know, high-octane games which cost millions to be developed. This isn't some dude sitting in his bedroom writing an ISO game. This is teams of, you know, people who do this for a living, and well, the other people do it for a living, but you know what I mean. It's, you know, games like Uncharted, Killzone, there's going to be full-featured MGS games. These games take years to develop with huge teams, and they are a much more immersive experience than something like Tiny Wings. So I think that's the difference in the 3G, because, you know, if you sit down with something like Uncharted and, you know, you play it and you play for about an hour and you're like, yeah, look at me, Nathan Drake has just jumped over this rock higher than he's jumped ever before and I'm better than you. It's just not, I don't think they're made for two different things, have you?
Yeah, maybe something that people won't like, but I played Peace Walker online, let's say, with mm-hmm. With the help of the, what's that thing called, the add-on, the ad hoc.
Ad hoc, yeah.
By the way,
I really had no problems. I really had no problems with it. I mean, it went smooth. It worked.
You should explain how.
Pretty well. There was nothing wrong with it. My PSP didn't have Wi-Fi or anything. I mean, it has Wi-Fi. Yeah. It didn't have the, you know, the thing where you can play on like that. But there was really no problem. And you know, add-ons or whatever you want to put onto it, it's just software. I mean, just doing something with enough hardware. It I don't know if it's gonna be, you know, done in 5 years. But if it is, I mean, what phone is not done within the first year that it came out? Now, I mean. Let's be realistic. iPhone 4 came out last year. They're already talking about iPhone 5, and it's
probably going to come out. Oh, they have the 7 phone in development right now. I promise.
Yeah.
You. So.
Yeah. It's just the way things go now. It's all just too fast, too quick, and for the PlayStation, we're gonna have the NGP. And there's also gonna be the new cell phone that is gonna be able to play what I think it's only PlayStation 1's games, which I don't see much for it. I mean, I would rather play them on the PS3 big screen, you know.
And Jordan, I don't want it to seem like me and Javier are gaining up on you. We just happen to share the same outlook on this, but. You know,
we're gangbanging.
Hey, the GIMP, yeah. Help me out, GIMP.
The only, you know, the company which, you know, Apple is the king of this kind of thing, you know.
Like friggin' Sauron,
This, you know, we're off.
Why am I thinking of Darth Vader, by the way? Sauron goes, you know.
You know, Apple, they're always like, you know, we're going to offer an iPad without 3G, and we're going to offer one with 3G, and we're going to offer one with 3G and a bigger hard drive. And we're going to offer these iPods, and this one's going to have this, and this one isn't going to have this. And this one's going to have the Wi-Fi, and this one isn't. And here is the iPhone 4, and what's going to happen is the iPhone 4, this one's going to have 16 gig, and this one's going to have 32 gig, and the 32 gig could be white as well. And also, if you want to, the 3GS is still available, and you can buy that for half the price. So we have four different models on the market for every single type of person. Sony are only doing two here. So, I mean... Yes.
You don't criticize them for that. I mean, Jordan, I don't see him talking about Apple for that. I mean, come on.
Jordan?
Oh, great. Okay, well, I've got the 64 gigabyte iPad. I decided I actually needed it because otherwise I would have got a smaller one just because of movies and
Yeah, I'm sure you needed it. I'm sure you needed it.
Yeah. I would have got 128 if it was available. Because I've got four movies and things on it, and it's great watching movies on it. I wouldn't say I prefer it to the 27-inch iMac for watching movies, but it's pretty good. But it's a legitimate thing. Why am I slurring? Mm-hmm. It's because I still haven't woken up, even though I've been awake for however long. It's a legitimate thing because different sizes. People are going to need different sizes, and yeah, they do make more profit on the bigger ones. Damn it. I can understand to some extent having an iPod Touch and having an iPhone. Okay, I get that. But with something that's a core thing, like 3G on a modern smartphone, on a modern gaming platform, and this thing is meant to last for 5 years before the NGP2 or whatever it's called, the one with the three analog sticks on it.
Is it? Because I think just like Apple these days, you see, once again, Apple went where the puck was going, and now everyone's taking their strategy. So I think that this model is... this first generation, but just like with the PSP 2000 and 3000, the PSP Go, they're going to be updated within a year to 18 months. And I think the iPhone is on the same kind of thing. You know, I can still use my old iPhone Edge. I can, you know, a new Batman game came out, like a new Dark Knight Batmobile game came out, and I looked at the specs for that, and that supports iOS 2.2, you know. So you can use firmware from, like, what, 2-3 years ago? So, you know, technically the games will, like, the 360 games, you know, technically you can still play all the 360 games on that original arcade that came out back in 2004 or 5, I believe. But a lot of the games need hard drive space and updates and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, it does, but it's just the way the industry evolves. We don't, you know, these days, everything is so much more mobile. We don't have to settle with, okay, well, the Mega Drive is going to be around for 3 years, so that's all you get. Anyway, Javier.
I'm here. Okay. The last thing I wanted to say about this is that, you know, one of the things they mentioned in the article is, okay, we did a survey or whatever. Who they surveyed, I don't know. It doesn't say who they surveyed, or doesn't show the totals of the survey. What's gonna happen? You know, these surveys are always tricky. They always trying to seem legitimate, but they just put whatever they want you to hear. So whenever you hear something about a survey, don't automatically believe it's true.
Hmm.
Also, I think that with everything being made in China now for 5 cents a piece or whatever it is, they should lower the price. I mean, I think that every company that makes things in China should start lowering their prices because everything's just being driven up instead of being driven down. I mean, it is true that the economy is driven up by, you know, demand, but I'm pretty sure they have a long supply of things coming out of China.
Swap so roles,
demand and supply are being met. So I think they should start lowering the prices as well.
The thing is, we didn't intend for this specific news story to become the main topic of the show, but it was very good. So it kind of turned into the main topic, and it's turned into an hour show. So I think we're going to wrap this up, the main topic, and we're going to start wrapping up the show. But it was very interesting talking about this with you guys. Just quickly, I mean, this isn't the final price, but what do we think? What do you think of the price? Good price, bad price, $250 and $350? What are we thinking?
You have to wait till it's
I think in American dollars, $350 would be maybe a little bit too much for a portable.
Yep.
Even if it's an NGP, next generation portable, which will not surpass the PS3, which the PS3 costs now $300.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should be less.
Right. What about the 250 model?
The 250, no 3G, I think that's about right. Maybe they should lower it a little bit more. Let's say somewhere in between $200 and $225.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be the best price for it.
Well, we all know that these kinds of systems are all about the early adopter and all that kind of stuff. And,
exactly.
In a year's time, they will definitely go down in price. Jordan.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock.
I think it's difficult.
It's 10 o'clock, Jordan.
Yeah. I think it's difficult. You know, because how else do I know it's 10 o'clock? It's 10 o'clock. It's really difficult to know what a decent price is. I mean, people always complain what the price is. I mean, if it was $100, people were saying it should be $60. If it was $60, people should say it was $5. If it was $5, they should say that they should pay you $50 just to buy the damn thing. So, Javier, what would an iPod Touch be, the cheapest iPod Touch, just to compare? Because that is, you know, how you compare prices on these things.
Let me quickly look up.
In America.
I don't
know. It'd be like $200 or something, right? It's like $200, I think, right? $200
American. Come on, Firefox, show me the meaning of haste.
Just go to Apple.com somewhere.
Yeah, no, I'm on it. I'm just getting on the US side. Okay, so the iPod Touch starts from $229 USD. So.
Yeah, see? Well, so yeah. This thing's more expensive than an iPod Touch still, and, you know, so that's
but,
kind
I
of
mean,
kicking the
bum. But, I mean, I have to admit, the NGP, the core model of the NGP versus the core model of the iPod Touch, I think the NGP will have, just generally, in terms of features, it will have more features.
I disagree about that, but, okay.
Things like, well, I don't know, things like buttons, for starters, you know, expansion, memory slots, front and back touch screens.
You guys, for the ones that complain that 3G is a luxury for Rich Jordan, you know, the driving his Rolls Royce and getting in his personal jet, and now you're like, oh, but it won't have memory ports, and it won't have touch screens on the front and the back, and it won't have,
you brought this argument yourself because you said that it costs more than the base iPod Touch. Well, we're just comparing the already existing specifications of the two products.
Oh, totally agreed. I'm just saying it sounds like a bad idea when you got this like steam train that sold 100 million units, and then you come out with this thing that's, you know, I don't think it's comparable, but it's going to be in the same market. It should be able to compete on price, I think, and I don't think it is if they have to sort of remove a core feature when I think, you know, a touchscreen on the back is probably, you know, a less useful feature than 3G.
Does the iPod Touch have a 3G?
No, it doesn't, and I don't really hear people demanding for it to have a touchscreen on the back, but I hear plenty say it should have 3G when you read the things. People actually complain, oh, I want it to have 3G already.
That's where you get the phone, again, and that's a completely different debate. And if you add 3G features to the iPod Touch, it'll be neat to the iPhone. Yeah. But that's that. So, if we add the feature, then we have to account for the price of the iPhone, which in my country is like £500. So, you know, I think that's definitely what Sony's going for. They're going for the iPod Touch market, and they're $20 more expensive. And we don't even know, guys. After all, this is just still the rumors of what the price are.
Exactly.
We'll revisit this argument when the actual official figures come out for the price. Still see the iPod Classic is still around at $249 and 5 billion gigabyte storage.
120.
I like mine better. 160. Wow.
160 now. Oh.
160. Yeah, that's.
I have to go out and buy it, Javier.
That's pretty interesting. Anyway, yeah. So, Javier, last thoughts.
Well, the price of the iPod Touch for an eight gigabyte and I think that one should also be something less expensive. I mean, we are, like I said, we are on a time where everything is being made in China for like 5 cents a piece.
Mm.
All the companies are doing it. Microsoft is not the only one. All the companies are making their parts and whatever in China. So, I mean, come on. You can afford to lower the price, what, $20, $29? Just make it $200. Wouldn't that be good enough? And also, as you mentioned before, Andrew, the games are a difference because the games for PlayStation are not done in some, you know, back alley of or some like some basement of some German guy, some shelter from World War II. They're not being made there. The games for the PS3 are being made by great companies and reliable companies.
I've got this vivid image in my mind now of like this like seedy New York street down the back alley. Just this dude with an iMac having like he's got Xcode up, he's slowly programming in C, Objective C.
Some futuristic drug.
Crack, yeah.
What? But
anyway,
hello?
It's Jordan, your last thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, we seem to have switched roles, Javier and me. Now he's the sort of right-wing capitalist guy saying, we have to screw the people, you know, the people working in the switch shops. So it should be paid 5 cents an hour, not 6 cents an hour anymore.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the companies that make the product should lower the price. Jordan, people that work for that is a different story.
Jordan, can you say Tiger Blood and winning in that voice?
Tiger Blood, winning.
winning.
winning, hello. Something like that. I only watched a couple of videos of Charlie Sheen.
Oh my God.
Right. Anyway, that was good. Good Charlie Sheen, good unintentional Charlie Sheen impression. But anyway, Jordan, continue.
I really wish we had more time, guys. I always wish I had more time with Javier and Andy, and I'm sure everyone listening thinks that. It's like, oh no, guys, don't go. And we're all like, oh, da-da-da. You know, that kind of warm feeling and that little heart that we have, that little black stump of a heart that only loves Apple and hates everyone else. Yeah. I mean, maybe we can talk about it next episode, but there's this awesome story online about Apple complaining at one of their conferences or one of those things. You know, those things that Javier is going to be covering for us. Go, Javier. And they're talking about the price of games now, and they're like, where, iOS makes games too cheap, where, you know, like, they wish they had all these doodle jumps and things, and they say, oh, that should cost $5, and it costs $1, and it's bringing the price down, and it's like, how can they complain about it? It's a great thing, and Apple, you know, you have to give them credit for songs and things that they're the ones that are holding the industry to bring their prices down, and to make it up on volume, and I think that's a great idea as well, when we are talking about making the prices lower. I think that's a great thing that games are cheaper. And actually, people now, they bitch. I mean, what Street Fighter is it? It's like $5 or something, right, Javier? People complain that's too expensive for a game. It's like...
Not if you buy it before March 25th. It's just going to be 99 cents.
Yeah, you get to help out people in need. So that's in Japan as well. Mm-hmm. But people complain about $5 games now as being too expensive. I think people just will complain no matter what the hell the price is. If it was $3, they'd be screaming that $3 was... They were getting screwed somehow. So, you know, a new PS3 game in New Zealand is like $120. So $120, whatever currency you're working in, it feels like a hell of a lot of money for a disc that costs 20 cents to make. And I think it's great that, you know, we live in a world where people can bitch about $5 games as being, you know, they're getting screwed and they're going to cry about it on their little blog and their Tumblr account and their YouTubes. And then...
Tumblr. But Jordan, you have to think about the people that work doing the product. You have to think about... Their families, Jordan.
Yeah. this is the guy that doesn't come here about the factory workers in China.
No, I'm saying that's their argument. I'm saying that's their argument.
I know.
Okay. Oh, you have to think about our employees and what
all right.
With their families and this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, guys.
So I know out of being an anonymous programmer or being Andreas Illiger, by the way, I totally made up the last name. The guy who made Tiny Wings basically by himself and is probably a multimillionaire by now. I know definitely where I'd want to be.
Yes.
Buy some monkeys to make your games if you don't want
That always works. Having studied code for over a year, I can tell you that will work very
Today, it's throwing feces day.
Yeah, excellent. All right, anyway, let's wrap this up. If I may, I'll give the last thoughts of the day. General, both of you have very valid points. Apple has done a great amount for both its own industry and the ripples that it caused over all the other industries, be it gaming, hardware manufacturing, all that kind of stuff. Sony themselves are a giant and should be respected for the leaps they made in if not this decade or last decade, the last couple of decades. So both companies have my eternal respect, as does Nintendo. I listen back to the shows while editing them, and it did come out. I don't want to say. I'm trying to be the voice of reason. I really am, and you know, I don't hate Nintendo. It's just I am not into what they're doing in this generation. But I'm a big Nintendo fan. You know, old school and all that kind of stuff. But guys, both of you have very interesting, very very valid point. We will revisit this argument once more when the price for the NGP is announced. And just finishing off with the price, after all, it's all about, it's not, what you're paying is you're paying for the experience that you get from the product. And, you know, if you will receive a better experience from an iPod Touch playing smaller games, playing smaller games, Jordan, don't editorialize what things that I say while I'm still saying them, okay?
So enter comment here.
Yeah, if you enjoy the iPod Touch experience much more, after all, it's all about the choice. All of our countries aren't communist countries or socialist countries, so we do have the choice. So it's your choice. You enjoy to buy the iPod Touch. If you enjoy the longer experience of the PSP to play a longer, more I guess high profile, more expensive games, then you know it's after all, Pepsi, Coke, Windows, Mac OS X, just two big alternatives, DC, Marvel, you know, it's all about which brings you the better experience in the end. And, you know, the only thing we can do is just argue and hope that you, the listener, can make the choice. So anyway, I think it's definitely time to end. I would like to thank both of my faithful co-hosts. Thank you, Javier. Thank you, Jordan. We will... Please email us. If you just have a couple of spare minutes in the day, we would really appreciate just an email from you, giving us your thoughts on this debate. What you think? Yeah, price, the different versions that of the product, iPod versus the new PSP2 NGP. We would really really love to hear your opinion and read it out at the beginning of the next show. So please do that. If you have a couple of minutes, we would really appreciate that. Also, you can email us at, it's still MGSPod, I haven't set things up, we're still going through the transitional period. We will also, Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at the Patriot Castle, though we'll probably have to redo the Facebook. Twitter.com/MGSPod, we're probably going to have to change that soon as well. And the forum, patriotcast.proboards.com, you can find us there as well. Save MGS seems to be the only dude keeping it alive right now, so if you could help him out, we would really appreciate that. Also, you can find Jordan at jvondart@gmail.com. That's jaywondart@gmail.com if you want to send all your hate mail to him. You can find Javier at xaburo, Xboro, and I think that's pretty much it. You can find me. Just find me at the podcast addresses, as I said. So rate us on iTunes if you get a moment. Thank you very much, guys, once again. Also, stay tuned, where me and Javier are going to be launching a brand new pilot where we're going to be talking about movies. Jordan, would you care to join us?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, we'd love to
talk over everyone like this. I mean, why wouldn't
I? I'll keep my I keep my hand on the mute.
But he gets to interrupt us once again.
Yeah, we're going
to
be... Jordan can be like the outsider who hasn't seen the movie, gives us the...
the guy who has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, the drunk homeless guy on the street. Oh, I bloody hate it. Where's my beer?
But yeah, anyway, so stay tuned for that. That should be out around the same time as this show. So please download it and tell us what you think. So once again, thank you for listening, everyone. And we will see you next week.